Nigeria's defense chiefs held a news conference in the capital Tuesday, a day after authorities warned protesters marching with Russian flags and heavily armed soldiers occupied the streets of major cities. The news conference was to address days of violent anti-government protests in the country and to respond to calls by some protesters for a change of government. Speaking to reporters, Nigerian Defense Chief General Christopher Musa said that flying a foreign flag is a treasonable offense.
We will not relent in pursuing those that have continued to encourage unconstitutional takeover of government or subversion, or those ones are into vandalism or destruction of lives and property.
Thousands in Nigeria took to the streets in Lagos, Abuja, and elsewhere last week to denounce President Bola Tinubu's economic policies and government. But security operatives cracked down hard on protesters using tear gas and live ammunition. Amnesty International says at least 13 protesters were killed nationwide. On Monday, hundreds of protesters marched in northern Kaduna and Kano states, waving Russian flags and calling for President Vladimir Putin to come to their aid. Nigeria's National Police said nearly 900 protesters were arrested, including 30 who were carrying Russian flags. But security analyst Kabiru Adamu says the military's interpretation of the protesters' intentions is too hasty and misplaced.
There are instances, if you go around severally, where Nigerians do wave the flags of other countries. One is a bit surprised that this interpretation, we're in a democratic setting and the role of security and defense organizations in a democratic setting does not go beyond either law enforcement or the implementation of security policies. They do not have in any way a role of interpreting or making judicial pronouncements.
The Russian embassy in Abuja on Monday distanced itself from protesters using the Russian flag and pledged Moscow's support for Nigeria's democracy. But Russia has been expanding its influence in Africa and forming security alliances, especially in the coup-ridden Sahel states. Adamu says the acts of the protesters might be inspired by a growing resentment for Western influence in the region.
The policies that are being implemented by the Bola Tinubu administration have the backing of Western countries, especially the institutions of IMF and World Bank. And so when people in an organic manner now endear themselves to Russia, it is perhaps an indication of that they are not happy with those countries. These the policies that were supported by the Western countries, and that Russia perhaps may be a better, partner, ally.
Western nations, including the United States, have said Russia's influence in Africa could set back democratic norms. But political analyst Ahmed Buhari says good governance from local authorities is all that is needed.
These people are not oblivious of the fact that there is a current wave across the Sahel. They listen to the news and they can clearly see that Niger, Mali and Burkina Faso have presented very young leaders who are coming up with very, very strong stance with policies that seemingly look like they're going to benefit the people. And what I expect from the government of the day is to prove to the people that they are better friends to the people than any foreign ally at a time like this.
On Tuesday, some protesters gathered in oil-rich River State demanding accountability. Nigerian authorities say they'll remain on alert to prevent any dangerous security incidents that may arise. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.